This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When they blaspheme against Allah, they become Allah's enemy. And when they commit crimes against believers, they become the believers' enemies too. So it's as if Allah was saying, these people that have committed crimes against me and also you, don't let them become your allies.
Wondering about Ayah 14.
Yeah.
You really emphasize the that the difference of enemies was like you mentioned another ayah where it was mentioned that these enemies are enemies of God as well.
Yes.
And you emphasized in Ayah 14 that they weren't enemies of God.
Right.
So I was wondering of other examples or other examples are like more, like go more in depth about that, like okay. Why you really emphasized it.
Cool question. Actually, when I was preparing for Surah Al-Mumtahana, that's Surah number 60, that's actually probably the comprehensive place for you to look at, where a distinction is made between our enemy and Allah's enemy and when they're the same. And the phrasing, Allah's enemy, is used very rarely in the Quran. And it was used for the Pharaoh. It was used for the ultimate enemies of the prophets. It was used for, you know, يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَهُ, meaning the Pharaoh, when baby Moses washed up to the shore or the banks of the castle, Allah said, my enemy and his enemy shall take him, right? So that Allah used it for him. Then people who, among the Israelites, who said that we don't like Gabriel, Muhammad apparently receives revelation from Jibreel, which is why we won't accept this religion. Allah says, "Man kana aduwwa lillahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi wa Jibreel wa Mikael fa inna Allaha aduwwa lil kafirin." That whoever becomes an enemy to Allah's angels and his messengers and Jibreel and Mikael, then Allah is an enemy to them. So Allah being an enemy is a very exclusive, specific, high crime kind of thing that Allah mentions in the Quran. But your enemy, and by the way, interestingly, I didn't emphasize this today, there's a difference between saying your enemy and an enemy to you. Okay, that sounds almost the same in English, but in Arabic it's not. Your enemy means your sworn enemy. That is an enemy, that's your enemy. An enemy to you means they have a potential of being an enemy to you. Some things about them can turn into animosity towards you. So it's actually a lesser degree. And the lesser degree was used in this ayah. Aduwan lakum. Compare this with Surah Al-Mumtahana. Allah says, "Aduwi wa aduwakum," your enemy. Like it's more exact. And it started with, my enemy and yours. The last thing I'll say about this, about my enemy and your enemy, is when they blaspheme against Allah, they become Allah's enemy. And when they commit crimes against believers, they become the believers' enemies too. So it's as if Allah was saying, these people that have committed crimes against me and also you, don't let them become your allies. That's what he was saying in Surah number 60. Yeah. I hope that helps a little bit.
The clip you just watched was me answering someone's question they had about the Quran. This is part of the Deeper Look series of Bayana TV. You can catch that on bayanatv.com, where we take a deep dive into every surah of the Quran, ayah by ayah, and try to contemplate and learn everything we possibly can from that ayah. So I want you to join that series and see how many of your questions are getting answered through that deep dive discussion. Join us at bayanatv.com for the Deeper Look series.